Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. While Bay Street's nightlife has seen a resurgence in recent years, with venues like the Copacabana Beach Club and Savvy on the Bay gaining popularity, it was no less vibrant in the early 20th century. But allegedly, beneath the music and merriment at that time, laid a seamier undercurrent, one that drew the scrutiny of law enforcement and the judgment of the courts. So much so that on this day, April 17, 1900, the Assistant Court of Appeal upheld the conviction of Mr. Thomas St. Clair Daniel, whose rum shop was found to have doubled as a brothel, where music, dancing, and the company of prostitutes flowed freely, especially on nights when sailors filled the harbor. According to the Barbados Agricultural Reporter, the court agreed that Mr. Daniel's premises, as witnesses had described, was a resort for prostitutes, which violated Section 10 of the Liquor Licenses Act of 1890, and the court unanimously ruled to uphold the forfeiture of his license. Delivering his judgment, Justice Knight acknowledged that Mr. Daniel's conviction largely rested on the testimony of Elder Penny of the Christian Mission. Elder Penny testified that prostitutes frequented Mr. Daniel's shop, where singing and dancing were usually kept up to an hour late at night. The evidence was reviewed, which disclosed that on the night of March 23rd, a piano and fiddle were being played in a room behind the defendant's bar, and sailors were dancing to the music, and women were also present. On behalf of the defendant, Mr. Barrister Rees questioned Elder Penny's credibility and argued that no reliance could be placed on his testimony since he was a religious sentimentalist and naturally biased against any man who sold rum or cigars. Mr. Daniel filed notice of appeal to the Court of Error. In a separate appeal, Henrietta Williams successfully overturned a conviction for causing an annoying noise near a public highway. The charge related to a singing practice at a house in Bullens Alley off Dalkeith Road on the night of March 12th. The noise apparently annoyed Colonel Roach, who sent a request for Williams to cease. It was said that Williams sent back a message to Colonel Roach telling him to come and stop it himself. Magistrate Messiah had convicted Williams and fined her £1 with costs to be paid in 3 days. However, the appellate bench ruled that there was no sufficient evidence of undue disturbance, nor were there additional complaints from other residents. The conviction was reversed and dismissed on its merits. Bay Street at night was as lively in the early 20th century as it is today. But court records hinted at a world of vice, as highlighted in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter on this day, April 17, 1900.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.